It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get a first look at all of our upcoming guests each week, our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who contribute and support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. Remember, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, which is government-induced inflation. And I really appreciate each and every one of you joining us. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And I get to work with a great team, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It's always it's great to work with good people, producer Steve.
It is, because we're working with you. Ha.
Ha. There you go. So, hey, in studio with me is Carol Baker. She is one of my colleagues in Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And this is one of my favorite days, and that is Liberty Toastmasters Day. And great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having us here today so we can promote our Liberty Toastmasters groups.
Right. And so there's one in Denver and one in North, which is in Longmont.
Longmont, referred to as Liberty Toastmasters North.
Right. Okay. Right. And what we'll be doing is table topics. This is a part of our meeting, which basically it's impromptu, and it really helps people learn to think on their feet, speak on their feet, and we've got just a jam-packed show on that, and I'm sure that we're going to learn something.
It's going to be wonderful.
So with that, I wanted to mention, we're going to be talking about voting and capitalism. And our quote for today is from Abraham Lincoln. And I've always heard that he had quite a sense of humor, Carol. But we know him. He was an American lawyer. He was a statesman. He was our 16th president. And he led the nation through the Civil War. And this was his quote, because we're going to be talking about elections. Elections belong to the people. It's their decision. If they decide to turn their back on the fire and burn their behinds, then they will just have to sit on their blisters.
Is that right? You know, I did not know Abraham Lincoln had that type of sense of humor. But, do you know, I've been learning so much in the last two or three years as I've been with the people I've met at Liberty Toastmasters. And I don't regret learning any of those new things.
I first read that quote and I thought maybe you doctored it, Kim.
Well, I didn't.
I mean, I always think of Lincoln as so prim and proper.
I know, but apparently, well, if you actually start to go through his quotes, I was at Gettysburg, and I picked up a book of his different quips, and he really did have quite a sense of humor. And so anyway, we're going to be jumping into talking about all of these different elections. Before we do that, though, somebody had sent this over to me to be on the lookout, and there is another group out there. It's called the Working Families Party, and apparently they are running some different slates of, I'm looking at it here. They basically have a slates and in different cities here, Arvada, Aurora, Boulder, Centennial, Commerce City, Denver School Board, Lakewood, Longmont, Pueblo, Thornton, and Westminster. But if you look at them, it's called workingfamilies.org, and it looks like they're trying to take over Lakewood City Council. And from what I can tell, it looks like it's probably based in, I got to do a little bit more research on it, but it looks to me like it may be more more, less freedom. I'm going to say less freedom people right now. So be sure and check that out, because these are not people that we're going to want to get onto these different city councils and school boards. Speaking of that, though, we've got some really wonderful people that are stepping forward to run for our different city councils. On the line with me is Robin Carnes, and she is a candidate for Centennial City Council. Robin Carnes, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's great to be on.
What are you hearing out there on the campaign trail? You've been out there for a while now.
Yeah, I've been at it for 7 months, and people are fired up. People are paying attention and realizing that the local elections matter. I think, you know, when we look at what's going on nationally, people are saying, we don't just have an election in 2022, we've got an election in 2021, and we have to get the right people in the right seats, specifically for our city council and school board races. They are the most important because they affect our individual lives the most, when you think about it, from just a local perspective. You know, Kim, I always say your neighborhood affects your city, which affects your county and state and, you know, nation. And clearly, our nation is impacting the world right now. So it may be considered, you know, the farm team, but that's where we have to start.
Well, it really is. And I think that some people have looked at city council, school board races as a farm team. Actually, these are among the most important elections that we have in our country. And for quite some time, I think conservatives, people that want to conserve this American idea of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, all men are created equal, people have not been paying attention to these particular races. And while that's happened, we've actually seen that many city councils, many school boards have moved to the left. And I just mentioned this, as I had mentioned as we were coming on, this Colorado it's Working Families Party is what it is. And looking at it, it says that they're a slate of progressive candidates. And I think we need to be very careful. There is one candidate running in City Centennial, and I think that people could look at that list, and I would recommend that that would be a no vote. Tell us what... you want to address that?
I was going to say, I do. I really do. I think that we have to be, as a conservative party, very wise and discerning. I had a good friend who ran out in Grand Junction for city council, Greg Heitz. In fact, his wife, Andrea Heitz, is running for school board now. They are current friends. We both were in LPR class of 2021 together. And they lost. Every conservative lost back in March. And he said that the progressives infiltrated the community and posed as conservatives. Somebody provided a recording of one of their meetings, and this was their tactic. So we have to be really diligent to do our homework and understand, what does this really mean? I mean, my opponent has been saying he's going to work for the working class family, and when we really get at it and look at the facts, he is so far left. And Kim, this shouldn't surprise us. If those of us who've studied and have looked at our historical, you know, just everything that's happened in the state of Colorado, if we've read the blueprint, which I have, the target is your local city council and school board races. How do you shift, and how did they shift an entire state from red to blue? They packed the school board and city council races. When I read that and I saw that, I was so fired up. And I said, this is where we have to get involved. Now, it is the least sexy, you know, position to be in right now. Everybody wants to run for the congressional, you know, race or something that gains a little more clout. But your city council and your school boards have an enormous amount of power. And so we have to get more conservatives in those places.
Well, and Robin, to that point, and what we've seen is, as you've mentioned, school boards, city councils have really gotten packed. And again, you see people that will put an R behind their name because in a particular, we saw it in Douglas County. We have people on city councils that have put R's behind their name because that was at that time the way to get elected in Douglas County. But their policies then, and then what has happened, people walk away from these elections, they don't pay attention, and everything just kind of goes on autopilot. But then what we have seen is once these city councils and school boards are packed with I hate to call them progressives because the policies are not progressive. They're actually really regressive. But we'll say progressives, and that is what the Working Families Party, that's what they say that they are, is getting progressives elected. What we have seen then is that if on the national level there's a decision made that progressives don't like, then you'll see that they'll kick it down to the local level. And so we've seen that there, by infiltrating this, that there's all different kinds of ways to control people's lives. So these races are super important. Mm-hmm. Robin, thank you for stepping forward. How can people get more information? Mm-hmm. We're in the crunch time, and these are low turnout races. People have a responsibility to vote. And if you look at my quote from Lincoln today, we get what we don't vote for if you don't show up. So people need to show up.
That's
right. Robin, how can people get more information?
So if you'll go to my website, Carnes for Centennial, four is F-O-R, carnesforcentennial.com. And I'm so grateful you said that, Kim, because as of Friday, less than 10% of District 1, which is my district, has voted in Centennial. The leading the way are unaffiliates. In very close, well, and then beneath that is the D's, right? And then right now the D's have a one-point lead or a one-vote lead ahead of the Republicans. So we've got U's with 654 votes. We've got D's with 589 and the R's with 588 votes. A one-point or one-vote difference. We have to get the R's out to vote. They must. It is crucial. And they will decide the future of Centennial and perhaps many other city council and school board races taking place right now.
Well, people need to be informed.
Carnes for Centennial.
Carnes for Centennial. And that's C-A-R-N-E-S for F-O-R, Centennial.com. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for stepping forward.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day.
You bet. We're going to go to break. Carol Baker with Liberty Toastmasters is in studio with me. Before we do that, as you know, we're an independent voice. One of my sponsors is Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations. That's Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They have all kinds of specials. They actually have burger specials. They're $10. They have mushroom burgers, Bacon Blue, Southwest Burger, Western Burger. And so they're keeping the line on that. $10 for hamburgers over at Hooters Restaurants. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Jeremy Johnson. He's stepping forward to run for city council in Longmont. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us. We're an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Carol Baker, it's great to have you here, one of my colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters.
It's good to be here to represent our club today.
And there is Liberty Toastmasters North, which is up in Longmont.
That's right. That's right. And we may have some of Jeremy's friends and colleagues listening in today. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. We'll have a couple of their members talking our third and fourth segment.
Awesome. So on the line with me is Jeremy Johnson. I was up at a meeting in Boulder, and he was there and presented. He is running for Longmont City Council. And as we were talking with Robin in the previous segment, these races are so important. Jeremy Johnson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for stepping forward. These races are so important. What are you hearing out on the campaign trail there in Longmont, Jeremy?
I mean, like I said before, I mean, people are ready to stand up. people are tired of the local elections being decided by special interest groups and people being forced to vote one way because of what people is telling them. People actually are starting to dig in and find research to see that the people that's in these elected offices are not for the entire community.
Well, and we have really seen over the last couple of years now the real agenda of quote-unquote progressives. And basically, instead of standing up for we the people, they're actually, I see this, there's this group called the Working Families Party. Somebody mentioned it to me. And they are running candidates in a variety of different races. And there is one in Longmont as well. And people need to be aware that while those names may sound good, actually, they don't really adhere to this great idea of the American idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Government is supposed to be, or people that are in government, the American idea is it would be a servant position and making sure that we protect these rights on the local, the county, the state, and the national level, Jeremy.
And you're totally correct, Kim. And that's why when I first decided to run, it wasn't because I was looking for power. I am wanting to be a voice for not just myself, but for the entire city of Longmont. Because those special interest groups are being pushed into people's lives and giving them false information and giving them false hope that they're going to be for them and with them. But as soon as they're elected, they turn their back, and it's only for a special agenda. Longmont needs someone who's going to be upfront and honest. So Longmont really needs somebody to actually go into these neighborhoods and show these people and talk to these people and say, look, this is how we overcome the law of large numbers. And like you said, we all are created equal in the eye of God, and we have to show that love that he's giving all of us. That's why we're still on this earth today.
Well, definitely. So, Jeremy, what would you say are a couple of the big issues there in Longmont?
I mean, the biggest issue right now here in Longmont is the amount of effort that we spend on the affordable homes. We need to get back and looking at attainable workforce homes, you know, getting the working class people back to work, getting jobs into Longmont, and also looking at our kids. I mean, our kids are the power of the future. If we don't invest in them now, who's going to invest in them? I mean, innovative education, you know, giving them more hands-on learning. You know, the small business here in Longmont are suffering, and everybody talks about the pandemic, you know. Even before the pandemic, you can look at Longmont small business, the downturn in that area because of the support from the city. So my main focus is growing that community.
You know, Jeremy, I served on city council in Lone Tree from 2012 to 2016. I do just need to make a note there. We are a strong no on the 55% sales tax increase in Lone Tree. That is 2E, and you can get more information at nolonetreetaxincrease.com. But Jeremy, what I learned when I was on city council, when we talk about things like affordable housing, and maybe we change that housing that is affordable. And one of the reasons that housing has become so much more expensive is because lots of rules and regulations regarding building. And if government gets out of the way, I think that that could actually help some of these housing affordability issues. What's your thoughts on that?
You're totally correct. I mean, as everybody says, government overreach. I mean, we continue to make it so hard for developers to actually deliver a product. So every day, every month, every hour that they have to spend redoing their permits and redoing drawings, that costs money. That cost is going to be put back into the product, which that final cost is going to be pushed down to the consumer, and most people can't continue to buy at those sale points. So we have to be able to streamline those processes and make it more simple for the developers to actually do their job and service the community and give the community the products they deserve at the right price points.
And one other question, Jeremy, because I've had this discussion, is when we look at development, there's also, you know, how does development match up with the existing neighborhoods as well? And that's a real important thing to think about. It's difficult, but how would you address that? I know it's a very difficult issue.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to go in and make sure that, I mean, we have the zoning and commissioning boards here in Longmont, but at the same time, you have to make sure that you're doing the best for the community. I mean, if you have a 55 and older community, or, you know, just a normal single family community, you can bring, you know, diversity to those areas because you're powering those people in that community. So we have to make sure that we're looking at the entire community with an open eye and making sure we dissect each community to better that. I mean, we got to be able to grow those communities to be successful, because if that's successful, the entire city is successful. When you look at the multifamily communities, I mean, we say that we're going to have public transportation. Well, in most cases here in Longmont, you can look at some of these multifamily divisions that, and we live in the winter months. In the winter, there's no bus stops within a mile or 2 miles of some of these multifamily units. So we need to be able to serve the city of Longmont like we said we're going to do. It's written in paper, but when we get out of here and put it on the pavement, it doesn't happen.
Hmm. Okay. So, Jeremy, how can people get more information about you?
I have a Facebook page, Jeremy for a Large City Council. My email is jeremy4@largecitycouncil@gmail.com, and I give my supporters my phone number, 720-315-5019. I'm not hiding behind a website. I'm not hiding behind a postcard. What you see is what you're going to get. I'm honest. I'm a God-fearing citizen, and I want to be the next city council for Longmont.
And this is an at-large seat.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and again, I'm going to give, it's Jeremy Johnson, and it's 720-315-5019. And again, my friends, these are typically low turnout elections, but they're super important. So again, Jeremy Johnson for Longmont, 720-315-5019. Thanks so much, Jeremy. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, Kim. Have a great day.
And the show comes to you because I have really great partners. And one of them is a new sponsor, and that is Kirsch Insurance Group. And they specialize in Medicare insurance. And we're currently in this open enrollment time, and that is October 15th through December 7th. And Marlon Kirsch, who is the founder of the Kirsch Insurance Group, is on the line. Marlon, it's a busy time for you, isn't it?
Hi, Kim. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
Doing good. Yes, it is a very busy time for us this part of year. As you just said, we're in the midst of open enrollment.
And explain that to our listeners, Marlon. First of all, it seems to me a little goofy that there's only a certain time that people can make decisions about next year regarding their Medicare, but that's what government has said, right, Marlon?
Listen, I'm glad you said it, not me. I do think it's a little goofy. Yes, really, you can change your prescription drug program on Medicare or your Advantage plans only from October 15th through December 7th for your plan the following year, which will be effective on January 1st. So it just is busy, busy. However, I think it's really important that people pay attention to this, because otherwise their medications may not be covered come January 1st.
And then they're out of luck, right? Because if they hadn't checked it out during this open enrollment period, and then they're surprised, they can't do anything until next year during the open enrollment period. Is that correct?
That is true. On annual enrollment for prescription drugs, that is absolutely true. You do have another January through March on Advantage plans, but just Advantage plans. So, but on the prescription drugs, you have to do it by December 7th, or you're going to be with your same plan next year. And I think we've talked that it's not so much that people's medications change. The problem is that the formularies and the prescription drug programs change with the companies.
Well, and that's what's so great about Kirsch Insurance Group is you have a software package where you can go in and put in people's prescriptions and the plan that they're on and determine what's going to happen in 2022. And the fact that you work with most of the insurance carriers here in Colorado, I think really puts you on a different level. And I think that would be very helpful for people. They should reach out to you. It doesn't cost anything, right, Marlon?
It does not cost anything, and we do have a proprietary package where if someone gives us their medications, we can tell them best plan for next year. Now, I will tell you that, you know, people can get the same thing on the Medicare website, but it's just so confusing. Most people just give up and say, forget it. So we encourage our clients to call us, give us their medications to be sure that they're on the right plan for next year.
And you are taking on new clients as well, right, Marlon?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. We would be more than happy to review their entire Medicare program, whether it's a Medicare supplement, Advantage plans, as well as the Part D prescription drug plans.
Okay. And people can find you at iKirsch.com, correct? iKirsch, that's iKirsch.com, correct, Marlon?
That is correct. That is correct.
Great. Well, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Kim, thank you very much. Nice talking with you.
Have a great day. We're going to go to break. In studio with me is Carol Baker. She's my colleague in Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And when we come back, we've got a show planned for everybody, don't we, Carol?
We sure do.
We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so greatly appreciate that. In studio with me is Carol Baker. She is one of my colleagues in Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And I know you're one of the officers.
I'm secretary this year.
Okay. Last year you were president.
That's right.
And thank you for stepping forward into those leadership roles.
You're welcome. And actually, that's a large part of the learning experience. And it's just not just because they're throwing you in there. We get to learn from the other officers and immediate past officers.
Well, and Liberty Toastmasters is a sponsor of the show. We're great partners. I always love this day because I learn so much from our colleagues. So the question on the table, Carol, is what?
We have a couple of topics that we can choose from, and this is something we do in our meetings, is we'll present a topic as a theme. You can look it up on the website in advance. I just looked it up today for our November 6th meeting, and you can give it some thought, and we have a theme that can guide this. And, of course, you can just talk about the weather if you want to get practice at that impromptu speaking you're talking about. Today's topic is freedom, the key to prosperity and progress. Capitalism is the only moral socioeconomic system because it recognizes and protects individual rights. That's kind of heavy.
It is.
Or we could pick another timely topic, and that is, why is it important to vote?
Okay.
So we have a couple of topics for our listeners to our callers to choose from as they want to talk about these things.
Okay.
May I introduce Rick Rome,
Please
our first
do.
Speaker of the day? Rick, you know, we have these suggested guidelines in our meetings, and it gets to be a fun part of the meeting to see people who speak a prepared message, or you get to think on their feet and present this. This is a fun part of our meeting, isn't it, Rick?
Oh, it's fantastic, Carol, and thank you, Kim, for this opportunity. I was raised as a product of the 80s, not to date myself, but I remember Max Headroom, hair bands, spandex, all that kind of stuff. It was a fantastic generation full of prosperity, and a lot of it was because we saw the end of the Cold War, and the Reagan administration was taking us into a new age, back to those conservative values and ways of thinking. But I think about what was happening in the Cold War. The actors out of the Eastern Bloc would be promoting a propaganda message that was what they were told to say, not very dissimilar from what we hear out of Hollywood, where if you don't say what they expect you to say, you don't get to work. We're seeing that transition happening roughly 40 years later. The athletes would, like the East German swim team, they would tuck their chins in so you wouldn't see their Adam's apple. And we're starting to see that transition in American sports and all of those types of woke mindsets that are dangerous to the professions and the joy of being an athlete. And we see the writers. All you have to do is turn on CNN, and you will hear the propaganda machine at work telling what they're told to say. And, I mean, when's the last time you've heard an original thought come out of Hollywood or out of a newscast or an opinion piece? But another thing that happened in the 80s, and it really did change my mindset and my life about how I viewed things for going into adulthood, was an interview I watched where Bill Moyers did a six-part series with Joseph Campbell. And the companion book was called The Power of Myth. And it was Joseph Campbell's swan song on comparative religion. He was a cultural anthropologist, and he was diagnosed with a terminal illness. So it was opportunity to pass on his knowledge and wisdom and experience. And one of the things he talked about was how every single myth or religion in the world had some story about creation that involved man and woman and some choice or some challenge or a chance to choose between good and evil. How every myth had a flood story or a destruction story that was associated with our ancestors in the history. And when he tied it all together, it came down to three simple words. He said, follow your bliss. A man who'd spent his entire career studying religion and philosophy came down to this idea of follow your prosperity, follow your bliss, that thing that gives you joy in your life. And if you're free to do that, there's an opportunity for true growth. In modern days, we think of prosperity in terms of money, and especially in political types of circles, but I like this idea of bliss being a non-secular type of fulfillment, a non-secular type of prosperity that says you can find joy in charity, you can find joy in artistry, you can find joy in philosophy, you can find joy in spiritual enlightenment. And I think our founders understood this, because when they wrote in as inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I think they're all saying basically the same thing.
Wow, Rick, I'll be thinking about that all day. Thank you so much.
One last plug, if I can.
Sure.
Go to the Liberty Toastmasters, or go to the Toastmasters site, Google the club. I'll plug you into a Zoom if you send us an email.
Awesome. Okay.
Zoom, hybrid meetings. Yes,
okay,
that's right.
Great. And people can come in person as well. Rick Rome, thank you so much. He's the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks,
Carol. Who's our next guest?
We have Anthony Hartsook. I've just written at him recently. And Anthony, it's been a pleasure to hear from you. You bring up some serious and heavy topics and address them well, but also you have some sense of humor and bring some lively discussion. So which one would you like to address today, the capitalism and how it protects our individual rights, or why is it important to vote?
Hey, good morning. Thanks. I'm going to opt for number two. Why is it important to vote?
Okay, Anthony.
So let's talk about it.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, thanks. So voting is the essence of freedom. I mean, when you boil it down, that is the core value. It's our right to vote in the United States. There are many countries in the world where voting is not a right. I will tell you, when I was deployed to Iraq in early 2005, and when they voted, they were very proud of that fact, and they all displayed it by either, you know, most people saw it on the news with that blue ink on their fingers. And that was their first opportunity to vote since Saddam Hussein was deposed. And they were proud of that. Something that I think we lose sight of here in America is voting is more than just picking a single person for any given office. Voting helps determine which party, and therefore which platform, will hold sway in both the executive and the legislative branch at all levels of government, however, especially at the state and federal level. I understand clearly how critical each and every vote counts, because I lost my first county race by a single vote with over 8,000 ballots cast. There was a recount, and it came down to a one-vote difference.
Wow.
And the other guy, he won, and he got his sway to go. But that's where every vote counts.
No,
when people
kidding.
Say that their vote doesn't count, you know, it's like they're giving up in frustration or ambivalence. But we mustn't do that. We must not stay at home and ignore our right to vote. Voting determines everything from school boards to the presidency and every single elected representative there in between. We must exercise our voting rights to maintain freedom along with our individual and our natural rights.
Tony, absolutely. And these are low voter turnout races right now for school board and city council. Super important that people show up, because if they don't, we get what we didn't vote for, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone must get out and vote. Absolutely.
Tony Hartsook, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Who's our next caller?
We have Greg Morrissey from Liberty Toastmasters North. I've had an opportunity to meet him when we do take time to visit each other. Our club in Denver meets on the first and third Saturdays of the month. Liberty Toastmasters North meets on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month. So I've had a chance to go and visit their club when ours wasn't meeting. And I had was pleased to meet you, Greg. What would you like to share with us today?
Well, the 2 points you gave us about voting and then where our country is right now, I see them both together. The choice we make when we vote, it gives us the choice for us to where the country goes.
Sure.
Right now, some of the voting, if you believe some of the voting, people don't trust for the last election. The people that are getting into office aren't taking this country in the right direction. If people want to get out and be involved, get out and vote, and then verify that that vote counts and that the person the vast majority of people voted for is in office, and that person promotes free enterprise, starting your own business, have an environment for you to be the best you can be, not just sit back on your chair, nothing forever. That's communism. For you to be the best person you can be and for the country to be the best person it can be, people have to get out there and vote and participate in the entire system, from the school boards, from the local city councils, all the way up. Mm-hmm. And the more people that do that, the better you will have, the better community you will have, and we will have a better country.
Well, absolutely, Greg. And to that point, I wanted to mention my voter's guide that we put together so that we've made recommendations on ways to vote, but we have provided all of the information, all the complete initiative that people can read instead of just the sound bites and what you see on the television. So, Greg Morrissey, thanks so much. You always have so much wisdom.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and please keep it up. Maybe even more often.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Carol Baker, who's our next caller?
Well, we have another caller. Bill Vetter is from our Liberty Toastmasters Denver club, and it's always interesting to hear what he has to say, and many times he does win the little competition we have regarding table topics when we can speak impromptu. Bill, welcome to the show today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for inviting the people from Liberty Toastmasters to talk on your show, Kim.
Well, you know what? I always get feedback. People love it. They love to hear what you have to say.
Well, I want to talk to your question, why is it important to vote? But as we've known each other for some time, my approach is perhaps a little out of the box. An op-ed on your website from October 2020 quoted Ronald Reagan, "Just as important as how we vote is that we vote."
Right.
Those in power always urge us to vote because, as stated in the Declaration of Independence, they only derive their just powers, the legitimacy of their authority, from the consent of the governed. But assuming our votes still count and are accurately counted, I believe a significant issue has to do with the adage, of two evils, choose neither. Our current party, two-party, Tweedledum, Tweedledee political system desperately needs voter participation to maintain its legitimacy. A choice between evils is a false alternative, much as if you were being told, we're going to break either your arm or your leg. Which one do you want? A false alternative is not legitimate. Do not dignify such a travesty of choice with your vote. However, boycotting an election by not voting declares nothing more of your beliefs and opinions than those of the people who simply are too apathetic to vote at all. That's why voting is important. But how do you vote and not vote for either evil? In that case, I think there ought to be an explicit ballot option of none of the above for voters who don't like either candidate of the majority parties or any third-party candidate. but because both parties need to maintain the appearance of legitimacy, getting a none of the above option on the ballot ain't going to happen. But you can still write in none of the above. Yeah? Even today's mainstream media would have a difficult time ignoring significant numbers of votes for third-party candidates or those who write in none of the above. Let's start a movement. Initiatives, however, where one's choice is enact this or don't make this change, are usually not a choice between two evils. There are initiatives that are worth voting for, such as Assessment Amendment 78 and Proposition 120, as you point out in your 2021 Vote Colorado Voters Guide. Similarly, there are initiatives that, like the subtle and, in my view, fraudulently worded Proposition 119, should be rejected. Your vote is important for positive initiatives and against those that increase state power and bloat. It's also important for any candidate you actually favor or for third-party candidates. But if you don't like the choices, you should still vote. Register your disfavor while participating by writing in a vote for none of the above. In that case, vote outside the box.
Outside the box.
Bill Vedder, thank you so much. I always, you always make me think.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, and we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another great sponsor of the Kim Munson Show. Hal and Linnea Van Herke are true entrepreneurs, and we're getting ready for Christmas season, and the great place to do your Christmas shopping, whether or not your person you're buying a gift is a chef or a sportsman or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back. Carol Baker with Liberty Toastmasters Denver is in studio, and we'll continue our conversation with our colleagues when we return.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
We have a civic duty to know what and who we are voting for. With all the TV, radio, and social media ads bombarding you, how can you find the truth? Kim Munson here. My voter's guide at Kim Munson, MONSON.com, is truly the voter's guide for we the people. We have dissected each of the three statewide ballot questions and provide the supporting documentation of what the ballot question really is. Additionally, we've included a list of recommended school board candidates. Check out the We the People voter's guide at KimMunson.com. And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. Liberty Toastmasters clubs here in Denver and Longmont are both the sponsors of the show. It's great having you. And I love Table Topics Day with our Liberty Toastmasters colleagues. Carol Baker, who is the secretary of the Denver Club, is in studio, Carol. And you just mentioned that you're driving around Colorado quite a bit.
Well, I have had a reason to drive around. And as I do, and I get farther south of Denver, I lose my radio stations as I'm tuning in, and I flip around, and you know, there's 560 KLZ radio. And if I'm driving around at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I can tune into Kim's show. If I'm driving around at 10 o'clock at night, I can tune into Kim's show. And it's been kind of comforting to be able to hear a familiar voice when I get farther away from home.
Well, that's awesome. And just so people know, KLZ does have a great broadcast reach. South into New Mexico, north into Wyoming, east into Kansas, and west up into the mountains. They can get us up in Grand Lake. So we've got a great
loud and clear
signal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that brings me into Liberty Toastmasters. There are Toastmasters clubs all over Colorado. There are many clubs in the Denver area. Now, there are only a couple that have the theme of discussing liberty here in the Denver area. So we have Liberty Toastmasters Denver that meets in Denver downtown, and Marshall. We have Marshall Dawson on the line, and he is with Liberty Toastmasters North in Longmont. And Marshall, I'd like to hear what you have to say about our interesting topics today, but could you please tell us the website for Liberty Toastmasters North?
Carol, it's so difficult to find that I usually send people to the main Toastmasters.org site.
And we can do that, too.
Punch in Find a Club. If you put me on the spot, I'm going to say it's something like LibertyToastmastersNorth.ToastmastersClubs.org.
Right. I think there's some dots in there. Yes. Ours is Liberty.ToastmastersClubs.
If you punch in Toastmasters and go to the main website, the main international website, and do Find a Club, that's the best way to find us.
Well, there you go. There you go. And it's been interesting. So have you been giving these theme topics some thought?
I sure have. Yeah, and I want to remind listeners that it's most effective to communicate through stories because many of us don't have a captive audience, you know, where we might be speaking to a crowd and they don't want to be rude and get up and leave. So we don't have 20 minutes to explain things to folks. So that's why stories are most compelling. And as you're having those discussions, you know, you want to try to find clarity and find common ground with your anecdotal accounts that you have. For example, I was having a discussion. It was more like an argument because I went about it wrong with a fellow named Don. And it was really about the failure of capitalism as he saw it. He explained that one of his friends went to jail, which, you know, right there should have been kind of a red flag, right? But it turned out that his friend and a bunch of cohorts, you know, kind of in the industry, were colluding for price fixing. Mm. And his friend was the only one who didn't, you know, pay off the local politicians. So in his mind, he had one view of capitalism, you know, which was completely incorrect. I had another, and yet, you know, we were kind of arguing at each other with our different views of capitalism. One of my favorite stories comes out of Xiaogang, China. And if you look up the Xiaogang capitalist revolt, you'll see a story about a tiny village where the farmers decided, okay, anything extra and above what we have to give to, I think Mao was in power then, extra and above, we'll keep for ourselves. And it really changed the incentive factors. So, you know, find stories like that can reach people and they can say, aha, I get it. And so I know this will ruffle a lot of feathers, but I would advocate against, you know, throwing a divisive topic out on the table for argument, you know, thinking you're doing it for discussion. So don't lead out with capitalism. Okay, who's for it and who's against it, right? Tell a story, and then you can come around behind and say, by the way, that's precisely what capitalism is. Or, you know, that's precisely what socialism is if you're, you know, doing a story from the other direction. One final thing. This is all about language. It's all about phrasing and the way that you view the world. There's a wonderful book from Cato called The Three Languages of Politics. It's an easy read. Even I can read it. I would recommend that to the listeners. You can either go to a capitalist online bookseller and get a copy, or Cato has a PDF that you can go and download directly. So thank you for the opportunity for venting there.
Ah, you know, great thoughts on that, Marshall. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I appreciated how he shared that story because in settings like our Toastmasters Club meetings, someone would tell that story. Now, he could just make a reference to the story, and I can remember the rest of the story. Is really interesting if you want to learn more about that province in China and the exercise.
I have to do that. So, okay, Carol Baker, who's our next caller?
Oh, one of my favorites and yours too, Kim, and that is Christy Whaley. So it's been good to hear you from you this morning. And I like to hear from you at the meetings, but what do you have to share with us on that's on your mind today?
Hi there, ladies. Well, I'm going to choose capitalism.
All right.
And as Kim knows, well, a few years ago, well, actually, let's say I always knew that the other isms, the communism, fascism, socialism, they're always soul-crushing, often deadly. But I didn't appreciate capitalism until I read an article. It was almost 18 years ago on November 27th, and it was called Giving Thanks for the Invisible Hand. And at that point, my eyes were open to the beauty and the goodness of capitalism. And it gives the example of how a turkey is brought to market so that when you go to the market on before Thanksgiving to get your turkey, you've got an array of turkeys to choose from. And it goes through all the steps that are required, but they all happen miraculously. There's a line from it. It says, free human beings freely interact, and the result is an array of goods and services more immense than the human mind can comprehend. No dictator, no bureaucracy, no supercomputer plans it in advance. Indeed, the more an economy is planned, the more it is plagued by shortages, dislocation, and failure. But there is a fly to the ointment, and that is big government. We might not have turkeys at the grocery store this Thanksgiving. So, and the fly in the ointment, of course, is big government getting in the way. There's another article I read last week by John Stossel, and an entrepreneur by the name of John Lonsdale has interviewed an entrepreneur that is doing a podcast on inventions that are coming down the pike. One is, there's a guy that, Rick Klausner, I believe, he founded a company called Grail. He's a scientist. He invented a blood test that will detect 50 different kinds of cancer. The problem is the government, the FTC, has blocked the merger with a company that was going to produce these tests. And the man that puts out the podcast says, we could be saving thousands of lives if this merger would go through. But once again, government gets in the way. And most of the time, if there's a problem with capitalism, it's not because of capitalism. It's because of the intrusion of big government.
Christy, one thought when we talk about capitalism, and of course, Marshall previously, the previous caller had said that had gotten into this debate regarding what capitalism is, and big government and big business like each other, and that is not capitalism. That is actually business using government to squelch another industry. A perfect example of that, Christy, is Xcel Energy here in Colorado, which they've been in bed with the government and trying to move people to electric cars, to electricity, to their program, while shutting down the fossil fuel industry. And so big government and big business like each other, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is individuals creating goods and services, and then they become companies. If you create a good or a product or a service that a lot of people want, then people become very wealthy with that. And I love that, Christy. Your final thought on that.
Well, that's what's so amazing. I mean, 200 years ago, we're living better than kings 200 years ago.
Right.
Just about the poorest among us can afford a microwave, of course, a cell phone, cars. This was beyond the comprehension of kings from back then. Mm. Basically, you know, a very wealthy person might have 200 cars, but you can only drive one at a time. So we all have the conveniences. I can go to my refrigerator and get something cold from the refrigerator, like a beer. Or I can, you know, I warm up my coffee in the microwave. I mean, we have an immense array of goods that we could not possibly comprehend. We couldn't do this on our own. But it's free people deciding what they want to do, and somehow it becomes this miraculous kaleidoscope of goods and services that without the free market, we wouldn't have this.
Right, and we may be testing this, as you mentioned, this Thanksgiving, Christy Whaley. Hopefully there will be turkeys at the grocery store.
That's right. Yes. Good to hear from you, Christy.
So. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Carol Baker, we're just about out of time. How do you want to wrap this up?
It is always a pleasure to hear from folks and their different thoughts. And then I can use that as I prepare a message, and I can prepare a message that's more concise and to the point when I can gather the history of what I've learned along the way here. I feel like I've learned so much more in the last 3 years than I have in all the years since I graduated from high school. You know, at the end of high school, you almost feel like you're done learning, and I have actually learned so much.
Well, and that is what Liberty Toastmasters Club has done for me as well. Mm-hmm. So Liberty Toastmasters Denver and Liberty Toastmasters, and they meet the first and third Saturday of each month. Liberty Toastmasters North meets the second and fourth Saturdays of each month. Mm-hmm. And as Marshall mentioned, I think the easiest thing would be is to go to Toastmasters, parent website, and then just put in Liberty Toastmasters, and that should come up.
So. Toastmasters International. So our club, I did see that there are dots in there, liberty.com. toastmasters.org. So it's been good to get acquainted with these people in person as well. Now, our meeting is offered hybrid. That is, you can hear it live in person when we all meet downtown at the Independence Institute building. Or we are also offering it by Zoom. And that's been nice to be able to watch it that way, too.
For sure. So, again, Carol Baker, always a pleasure to have you here.
It's been fun.
And our quote for today is from Abraham Lincoln. And when I came across this, it kind of stopped me in my tracks.
Sure enough.
He said, the ballot is stronger than the bullet. Mm-hmm. My friends, when we look at these low voter turnout elections, if you don't understand the issues and don't show up, then we get what we get. And so be sure and check out my voter's guide. That's at Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Hopefully that can be a tool for you as you are filling out your ballot. So my friends today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
The mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out in this great unknown, and I don't want no one to cry.